except for the snapshot.
Snapshot Wednesday brought to you by Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock. And I know that Steve McKay, who is joining us now, is going to love the vehicle that we're putting on the stage. Are you ready for this one?
I bet I know. I was on the website last night. I bet I know which one it is.
All right. It's that blue Jeep Wrangler. What a beauty.
I don't know what Tony's doing here because he knows I'm a truck guy and a Jeep guy. And every week he's got beautiful trucks and beautiful Jeeps on there. This Jeep is a cool color too. Not a light blue, not a navy, but right kind of the middle.
It's called the Ocean Blue Metallic, and I love that shade. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
And I think that he put it right at the top of their inventory so that you would see it, Steve.
Such a tease, that Tony.
Yeah.
And I noticed one of the trucks we were talking about last week is gone, which is not surprising because it was a great vehicle. So, wow. Way to go, Tony. Go check it out, folks. Website, drive by, as you mentioned. And you just get this feeling when you're hanging around, Tony. Very low-key. No big high pressure stuff.
All right. Well, I'm thinking that we've got one grand slam here. We'd love to add another one to the board today.
Yeah. This almost was not a grand slam, Steve. I nearly got tripped up on one.
Okay. Well, that's not good news for me. So let's see how it goes.
All right. Here we go. Snapshot number one.
Oh, such a revolutionary album. Just rocked my world back then. Harmonies, acoustic stuff. Crosby, Stills was Young there at the time.
Not
Crosby,
yet.
Stills, Nash and Young. Okay.
This was on their first album, Without Me. Oh.
Well, you did say the right group, so very nice.
So good.
Mm. All right. Snapshot number two.
I think that's Paul Simon.
Hey, Kodachrome. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So far, so good. Here comes snapshot number three.
The first two were from my era. This one, I think, is later. I think I recognize that little cymbal thing right at the beginning. Let's hear it again.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's Simply Red.
Very
holding
nice.
Holding back the years.
Very good.
Yeah. All right. Things are all tied up. You get the bonus. It's a double grand slam today. Are you ready?
Bring it on, baby.
Here we go. And I did tell Mike, we're going back to the very, very early 80s.
Ooh, early 80s. Because what I was going to say was, it reminds me of the beginning of... what's that song? This time I think I'm really in love, or really in love. Da, da, da. You know that song? This time I think I'm really in love. I'm in love. Da, da, da. But it also sounds like the beginning of a Huey Lewis song.
Yeah, it does. You're right. It sounds like if this is it.
If
this is it. Yeah. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Well, okay, let me hear it again.
Okay. I'll be nice. I said early 80s. It is. It's 1980.
Ooh, okay. So that wouldn't be Huey Lewis. I guess I'll go with This Time I Think I'm Really in Love, but I don't know who the group is.
That's your final answer?
I'm afraid so.
Okay. Oh, it is this.
And
we got nothing to begin.
Barbara Streisand, and Mike got Barbara Streisand?
Yeah. Well, I've been doing a little studying of her back catalog because I recognized that that was my big Achilles heel on Snapshot. So, yeah, me in wrapped up in our production room with headphones on, listening to just the hits. And so that was one I heard a couple of weeks ago.
Isn't that something else? So there, if you want to argue with your parents, youngsters, homework doesn't do any good. Mike Dowell proved that it does.
Yeah, because I knew that with Paul knowing that I had a problem with Barbara Streisand hits, I knew that he was going to pull some out because I know how he works. I know how he thinks.
Well, he brought up Barb the last couple of weeks. I said, all right, I guess it's time I got to do something. So, but now that you're studying, You know, you're probably going to be pretty brushed up on that stuff.
You go ahead. You put one of her songs in every week from now on. I'll be able to pick it out.
This could be a theme. All right.
Has addressed his only chink in the armor, which means he's always going to get Grand Slams now.
No, I don't think so.
We'll see. Well, thank you to Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock for bringing us Snapshot Wednesday. Now,